The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Today I have a duty towards us in the house here. I just find out that I have to do it today for reasons. For our friends who will be going from service, we are going to release all of you for the next 3 weeks, at least. And I feel in my heart we need to instruct ourselves this before we release you to go. And I also expect that everybody who is a part of this house, as they come in, today's instruction will also be part of the things that we have to listen to and find a way of learning it, and also be part of the overflow. Ask questions and also place their hearts to walk in these thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. So the issue there has been marriage. So let's continue on marriage. It is about marriage. If you are here, you don't want to get married, let me see your hand. No, God has spoken to your heart. Okay, so everybody is longing for that experience. Okay, that's right. It's going to come. And it's going to be sweet. Amen. Hallelujah. So today we're going to be, I've added this duty of sharing with us and also instructing our heart on the things we have found out to be God's thought for us that can preserve us and keep us to be able to do the will of God. The essence of our calling, our coming to God, is just one thing, to do His will. And it's inside the will of God that all things find their expression. And like Apijah was saying this morning, once your heart submit to the will of God, you will just see that will answer several questions that has been going on in your heart, in your life. It has answer. Even without having to sit you down and to even instruct you, you will just know in your heart that you ought to conduct yourself this way to do the will of God. And anytime you do contrary to that, you will see that there's something in you that is not balanced. They say it is a harmony in your heart. And that's talking about the unction that we have received of Him. That's the unction teacheth us. And that unction is true. Are we in the house, please? But it's also our job to ensure that we do not just leave you to your thoughts to keep on wandering your heart and your mind on how you should fulfill or do the will of God. Our job is also to be able to help you to be able to get to a point where you can accurately do the will of God. That's number one. Number two is that the pathway of the Christian life, of the life of Christ, is like I've said in recent time, that God has opened up a pathway for mass production. So don't think your life is unique and different. When you think that, you are just making your own path difficult. Okay? When we're teaching about friends of God, the last time, I remember I was saying to you that God was able to raise Abraham as His friend that generation. But in this generation, God is going to raise millions of friends. So He has to make the pathway of friendship clear. So you don't have to try and see if it's going to work. We don't want such life that is not clearly that's not clear or definite enough that we will allow ourselves to grope in darkness to find the pathway. We could have done that in our days, but it is a clear demand on us at this time to tell you and to teach you how you should walk to please God. and much more how you should work to please God pertaining to marriage. Praise the Lord. Many things we say here or I teach here does not mean that I work in all of them for my life. But you see, when you go through a part in life, God tests you, teaches you, you went through that part. That was how you escape things there. Many have gone through that part and they have missed it here. So those who are coming behind, tell them this is the pitfalls there that God helped you to overcome, and one with the other one. And they just observe that, and when they are coming through that same part, they can escape those other pitfalls, because they are still there for everyone that will go through that part. Do you understand? I went in the house, please. So our mind, our prayer, understand, is that we should be able to please God and all our lives safely at the end of this sojourn. That we have so less casualties. We don't want many casualties. We want just as much as possible. We want to even prevent casualties. Or at worst, only very few casualties. And that's why sometimes you see Paul having to come out and instruct and give people, you know, some things that may not have been clearly spelled out in white and black in scriptures, so that he can guide them through their sojourn at such moments. Praise the Lord. So, based on that, I'm going to be sharing with you on what we have discovered, you know, talked together on. I told you we're going to have a marriage committee in the house here. Amen. And by God's grace, we already have that standing. There's already a marriage committee in the house here. It means that even in the past, you have dealt with me personally on marriage matters. Now it's not going to be with just me alone. It's going to be with those people. Do you understand? Marriage is honorable, and it's not a secret plan. It's not a secret thing. It's not a thing you should be thinking about secretly. I want to get engaged in a secret way. No, it's a totally open thing. There's nothing secret about it. The thought itself in your heart is, you know, it's not secret. It's something that when you say it out, it's not something serious there. Because it has been part of man from creation. And as long as we're on this part of the world, this part of dispensation of Christ, of God, is going to be part of us. Hallelujah. Are we in the house together? How many of you in the house want to have a nice marriage? You plan your heart, you're going to have a nice marriage. Let me see your hand. Your heart desires a nice one, a sweet one, a one that's going to advance God's kingdom, God's plan and purpose on the earth. Let me see your hand again. And that surely you have said it with your hands, you're going to have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our hearts for you. We want you to have something more better than ours. That's our heart. And you can have it. It's possible. It's available. Amen. Hallelujah. So like I said, the marriage committee is going to be handling everything about that has to do with marriage. For now, I'm there. My wife is there. Pastor Mark is there. Our mama is there. I think these are people that are experienced enough to be able to guide us. Do you believe in that leadership? Huh? You know that they love you and they want you to. They don't want you to misbehave and they want you to get into crisis. Hallelujah. Are we in the house, please? So everything that has to do with marriage things today will be handled by that. If you tell me as a person, I will only handle it as your pastor. I will refer you back to that committee. Do you understand? So it won't be pastor head. I told pastor. And funny enough, pastor can easily forget things. And your word is wondering, why did you tell pastor that? Pastor did not tell us. And pastor has just forgotten. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Okay, so some weeks ago here, I was talking about marriage. What did I say was the very essence of marriage? Who can tell me that? What did I say was the essence of marriage? What is the essence of marriage? The purpose of marriage. Who still remembers that? For the purpose of the kingdom. Okay? For the purpose of the kingdom. Who again? What's the essence of marriage? to fulfill the God's agenda, to fulfill the vision of God. Okay, what again? You are looking at me, I want to get married. I'll just tell you that all of you here in the next 10 years are not permitted to get married. Because you have not even found out why you should get married. To advance God's kingdom. To bring God's attention to us. What's the intention of God? To create a forum or a base for the expression or for the incubation of God's purpose on the earth here. Like I told you, the family, the home is the smallest church. 4-7, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Everybody, verse 1, please. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. And I'm stressing that place there, talking about that ye, as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God. The essence of all the teachings of Christ is to instruct us on how we should walk. You find out most things that God says to you is not a problem when God said it. The problem comes when you have to take steps. If God says, go to Lagos, that's simple. But when you wake up and you have to take a step going to Lagos, you're going to find that it's not easy to just leave home one day and go to Lagos. It now comes to every bit instruction you will need to follow to get to Lagos. For example, you need money to go to Lagos. All you had is go to Lagos. You are living in a house, you have to inform them there, I'm going to Lagos. Are we right? You will have to leave home, get to the venue to get a bus, going to Lagos. You're not going to find that you need more than 50 instructions to fulfill just simple thing that came into you, go to Lagos. So, what Paul was saying is that what we are teaching you is to give you detail step by step how you will be able to fulfill that single instruction, go to Lagos. And you will end up arriving at Lagos safely. Can you see that? He's saying that you must learn to abound in it more and more. And that's what he's talking about, understanding how to do the will of God. So the discussion this morning is on how to instruct us, knowing how we should be able to fulfill what is God's desire for our life. Hallelujah. Are we together? One of the things is how to possess your vessels in sanctification and honor. So at the end of the day, you have walked right, you have walked as an example, and others can see you and be proud, I can walk as a Christian and not have a problem. How? Tyre did it. It worked for him. It is possible for me. Our life is also be an example for others to follow. Do you understand? Are we in the house, please? When your life is dented, others are discouraged. You make the way of God difficult for others. They feel God is grievous. He has not been fair. The way is difficult for men to walk in. But the Lord is going to make us worthy examples in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we established that marriage is right. We have seen those teaching on it. Marriage, it's a calling. Ability to handle married life is a calling. Not everybody can get married and be okay. If Paul tried that, and the only thing that controls that is the will of God. If Paul tried that, life would have been more difficult for Paul to fulfill the kingdom advancement. So set to it, marriage is not just an institution that we rush into because we want to enjoy. No. It's a tool in the hand of God to fulfill the ultimate will of God. Are we in the house together, please? Are we together? If you want to do the will of God, then you will find marriage pleasant. If you don't like the vision of God, you will find many trouble in marriage. Like you have this morning, there will be many questions you have to answer. And you'll find we will not find enough answers for all the questions arising against you in all the challenges you're going to face on it. Hallelujah. So I was reading 1 Timothy. Let me finish that, please, Steve. Verse 8. 1 Thessalonians, please. Chapter 4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the other are the Gentiles which know not God. Can you see there? Are we there? Now, there's going to be a shift. If ever we are going to arrive safely in the design of God's will for us, we are going to have a shift from the way the Gentiles conduct their lifestyle. The problem, the greatest problem I've seen facing us in the church today is the infiltration and the combat we have against the church from the Western world. That some of us, and even some of those who teach about marriage, teach marriage from the perspective of the Western man. As if God is a Western man. And we have seen that even go to the Western world, there's the highest level of divorce over there than Africa. So even the African culture is stronger than Western culture. Are we together, please? But we all love it. We all like it. We all want to be like the white man. The picture of the white man is decent. It's like a white sepulchre. That is white, whitewashed, clean, looking decent. But inside it is full of all kinds of dead things. They are all struggling to survive. There has to be a shift from our life, from a Gentile life, into God's life. If we are going to have the pathway of life easy for us. Understand that the seed in you and I is not the seed of a Gentile man. It's a seed from God. It's the seed of God. If the seed will prosper on earth, it will have to be planted in the garden of God. Do you understand? It can be planted in the garden of this world and thrive there. And that's why we are not at this time trying to lord over you, but to guide you and to ensure that things arrive safely for you. The world is tumultuous at this time. The Western culture is strong and it's infiltrating every place. But we are going to be saved. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want you to note that, please. I'm reading, please. Not in the laws of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. America, know not God. Britain, know not God. And if you are going to arrive safely, you must dissociate from that culture which they have established for living. For God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, and we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. A different life is what God has designed for us. We must not be ashamed to be different. Different in the time of God's definition. We are often feel a sense of inferiority in our difference in God. Not difference in terms of our mental trying to be different, just trying to be different, but different in terms of what God has taught us, has trained us, has instructed us, has been his will. We find it so intimidating many times to take a stand on that. We feel we are weak, and that's because the devil has come to threaten us on a ground of strength in righteousness. Are we in the house, please? For God has not called us unto uncleanness, he has called us unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, are you here? But who is he despising? God, who also has given us of his Holy Spirit. So, like I said this morning here, this is a house, this is a family. After we have discussed with you, we expect feedback from you, and we reason together. Do you understand? We expect feedback from you. We reason together. And also come to tell you what we see about that. We'll tell you the good about it and the dangers in it and so on and so forth. To help us and guide us together. Amen? Hallelujah. So here, number one, marriage proposal and interest that should not actually mention here, but let's say it because of what happens in the world around us, should be between a man and a woman and a female, children of God. Anyway, that is simplest to understand. So the issue or the thoughts about whatever concept they have about gay marriage does not stand at all in God's sight. It's an aberration. Praise the Lord. So to us in the house here, we only think about that happening between God's children. And for now, you know what is called to be, what it means to be a God, a child of God. It means he shares the same basic faith with us. It means if we are saying anything from God's by the Bible, he will not say, I haven't died there. It means everything about God's word, the heart will nod, it is true. Do you understand? Are we in the house, please? Anyone who is born of God, heareth God's word. How do you find out if somebody is born of God, is a child of God? He normally hears God's word. He does not argue with God's word. If he argues with God's word, he's not a child of God. He can go to church. He can be a pastor. If all he knows is how to tell you, it is not really true that way. It does not really mean it that way. And find alternative to God's word at all time. American, it was there in America. It was there in Britain. It was there in Nigeria. And that is more stronger than here to him, than God's word is not born of God. Everyone who is a child of God normally hear God's word. Hallelujah. So that already separates you and make you different. Those who can be your wife or husband are not many, and they are not many anymore. That's already make you different. So your choice and consecration is not difficult. You should be a child of God. Now that he comes to church, he must be a child of God. Amen. Are we together? Okay. We have said this morning, the two parties must be physically, emotionally, and socially, and professionally matured. Note that. Physically, write it down, please. Because you need it. There are not many instructions I'm going to get to you. It must be physically, emotionally, socially. The two parties must be physically, emotionally, socially, and professionally matured and independent. It means that marriage proposal is not to be contracted among those who are still trying to be a professional. What I mean professional is that you have a job that you have learned. I'm not saying go to school. You can be in school and already have a job in your hands you are doing. Are you hearing me, please? You could have learned a job before you go to school. And in that area, you are a professional. It's not all students who are unprofessional. Let me say this. The teaching of dating is not scriptural. Dating means trying to check out if he's the one. Tell him, I love you. I don't mind you being my wife or husband, but let's find it out. Let's just go out together. And that thing you said is a proposal. Are you hearing me? That I want to be my wife and say, yes, I don't mind being one, is a proposal. Proposal is a word binding before God. Are you hearing me? Now, we have had a problem in the past. We are forgiven. The time of ignorance God winked at. But now he commands every man everywhere to do what? To repent. The commandment is to repent. Every man, every word, everywhere to repent. Proposal, it's not just mere agreement. It's an agreement for marriage. And it's to be done for marriage. Dating is not acceptable. Are you hearing me? Courtship itself is not scriptural. It is proposal and marriage. Courtship in the Western culture is a place to find out if he is the one. A spiritual man must have direction to know if he is the one or not the one. Those ones ought to have been done before you make a proposal. Western culture says, let's go and check if you are compatible. It's not acceptable. You will give me an example in the scriptures, you have found where that happens. Patriarchs, example. What you find is proposal, marriage, or what they call giving and receiving, or taking a wife, or espousal, or betrothal, yeah? All those languages. You are betrothed, means that there is a proposal agreed on, waiting for marriage to be conducted. In the culture we have today, is a place you just see a lady and you say, I don't want this one to go. If I don't quickly say it, you can get connected to somebody else and you think nobody else will be right for you again. Let me quickly tell her and hold her down. And let's think about what will happen later on. That has no place before God. In the spirit, there's focus, there's direction, there's definition for every man of God. You don't take a step until you are sure and you know what is going to happen next. The system we have practiced around in the church for a long time is boyfriend, girlfriend. It's unacceptable. When a man says, I want to take you as wife, he has in his mind, I want to take you. It's somewhere there. It's not something far away anymore. It's not 3 years time. It's not 4 years time. You don't hold a lady down for those long time. Do you understand? Are we in the house together, please? So that you can have a focus. So that the lady can have a focus. Or else your focus will be diverted. Your eyesight will be shaken. You give the enemy long space to come and play in. Do you understand? I said, I'm saying it to you now. I will expect the feedback from you. But when you're coming with your feedback, don't come with Western culture to me. Do you understand? I'm an old man. I live in the ancient life. But I'm preserved by it, my brother. I've been kept by it. Whosoever will do the will of God, we abide forever. What we are saying that you must leave and you must have left if you are a man. So shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave. It will be clear in every way of your life that you have left. Even though you are a student, you have left. I went in the house, please. Don't come to part 2, part 3, even part 4 these days and tell me, Pastor, please, I said you are a lady. I went right in the house, please. I want to propose. Are you ready for marriage? I'm going to ask you that. Do you want to get married now? Say, Pastor, say, I'm just looking at what is ahead. Ahead when? Let me tell you one thing. I speak to you from God's knowledge I have. And I know it is true. There's no single person that is a must. Go and check out those who have gotten married. There's somebody they have tried and God told them is the one. I said no. And the next 2 years, the other one got married and they said, God, what is happening? He said, yes, the will of God pertains to timing and pertains to position. I tell you, if you had married 3 years ago, the lady you could have married will not be the same marriage you marry if it's 5 years after. Your position determines God's will. It is when you are ready, when you are set, that the will of God will appear to you clearly. Even though if it's clearly appearing to you now, and you are not set, it will change next 2-3 years. It does not mean God has changed. So that because the location and the position has changed. Why are people coming back to say, God has not said it? No, it doesn't mean God has not said it. It only means that the timing has changed. So don't think about marriage. God can even show you. Do you know that God shows us things that will come to be in 10 years' time today? So that will make you, you are going to become great. You're going to be a president. And today you say, how do I become that? I want to work it out. You will need gun to do that. You will need to wake up one day, take a gun, and look for Yar Adua's head. Because the pathway to that has not been open. You will need to keep that in your heart. Like Mary did. God spoke to her concerning Jesus, many things. She kept it in her heart. That's a woman of stature. If God says it, it will come to pass without you trying to activate anything by yourself. It will be clear. Timing of the Spirit comes clearly. It does not matter. Those who did otherwise before, and it seems to work for them, they always go through their crisis. You understand what I'm saying? Part one, part two. God said to me, I'm not saying God has lied, but I'm very sure it is not timing. It's not a time. It's not right timing. Don't make a proposal. You are only calling for a girlfriend because you are not ready for marriage. He didn't like what I said. I caught you in the neck. Did I? Victor, I caught you in the neck. When you are not ready for that, pray ahead. Commit your life to God. Focus on God. Nobody will ever set God on his focus. I've said the Lord always at my right hand. He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. You can't set God at your right hand and be moved. I've told you before, one of my stories in the house here. I was carnal, I was blind, and I want the best shots for my life. And there are things I like about ladies. Qualities that are my qualities. Can you see that? That's your qualities. That's your carnal self asking. And when I see that, my heart goes for it. If I tell you that, you start loving. Amen. If I tell you, you're going to start laughing. What a kind of man. I like long hair. I like a lady who's smart, who can flex the body. You don't have all the shape. I like a lady that can dance. When I say free dance, can you see those funny things? So I got that lady from, I was in a party one of these days, and I saw her steps, and I talked to her, I saw her diction. Oh, my heart went for that. I like good diction. Man of God. Then I was on the other side of the world. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling you who I am in the natural, and many of us are still like that. You have your idol woman. You have your idol man. If you will ever go in the will of God, those idols will have to be slain. Do you understand? And I grew up to just feel my heart. I'm not good for trial marriage. I don't know who taught me that. Any woman I say yes to is my wife. Can you see that kind of evil thing? Because I don't know what brought it to my heart. So even when I got born again, I told myself, I don't have to stop the relationship. I don't have to stop it. We have not been going to bed together. We can make it better. Do you understand? I'm out with you, please. And I'm going to begin to see God's red light. This has to die. This has to be laid down. I say, God, what is happening? What have I done wrong? What has he done wrong? I don't want to break anybody's heart. I've told myself when I was growing up, the first lady I get to is my wife. Do you understand? And I like this lady. I had to die the first death by letting that go. It's the first death. Very painful death. And God will tell me, when it is time, I will tell you when you are ready. I went on that for the next 6 years. God said, when you want to marry, I will show you your wife. So, God's will does not have to take 10 years. Am I with you, please? What you are trying to guide by your head, by your hand, that thing your hands want to make, you want to get back for yourself, is going to give you trouble. What is the house God wants to dwell in? Not the one made by hands. Don't use your hand to make it. God will not dwell in there. Don't use your head to make it. You heard about the case of Ernest Paul? The story told you when he came around there. Or in Lagos. One of us were in Lagos. You heard the story that what thrills him anytime is that lady he sees and she like bowing down to worship. And each time he tries that, the way blocks. Because God knows that if that lady comes to your life, you can't worship, you worship that lady all through your life. Because an idol to your soul. You have gotten what your soul longed for. The soul will not leave the house anymore in life. Do you understand what I'm saying? That has to be offered up. And so God blocked him on every side. Until God gave him someone that on natural basis he will not have reason to choose that person. But when he now came in there, he found that this is the very one that God designed for him. You understand? What is good for you, you may never see it with your own eyes, physically speaking. You must learn how to believe God. You must learn how to trust the Lord. You must learn how to wait for the Lord. You must learn how to walk with God. When you learn those things, you will get the right things for your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, we will not allow anymore a trainer to propose. That's what it means. You are in school, right? You can see the lady, right? Be a friend. What did I say? Be a friend. Don't be afraid. What if she goes away? God's will for your life stands. Be a friend. So you will not hurt that lady and you will not hurt your soul. Learn to be a friend until you know in your heart, I want to get married. You just say, it's around the corner there. It's not far anymore. It's around the corner there. You are proposing to get married. Not proposing to have a lady in church, you hold hands like that home every day without married. Are you hearing me? Am I talking to you, please? Not someone that you have to possess as your own. When I say, who is your own here? You can say, it's my own. You know that sense in churches? Every youth there have their own. They have their own. We cannot drive the will of God together with such sexual passions. Do you understand what I'm saying? The will of God will not prosper in our hands when our mind and ourself is filled with all kinds of violence. Sexual violence. Learn to be a friend. Learn healthy friendship. We'll keep on teaching that here until you know it, until you believe it. That marriage is just one thing that can happen among friends. There are several other things that can still happen in friendship. Marriage is one thing about your life. It's not all about your life. Don't drive your life by marriage. Drive marriage by your life. Do you understand? So, we said here, the two parties must be ready for marriage. I was saying within the space of 1 year or thereabout. It means if it's contrary wise, something must have happened that is clear that there's need to postpone this marriage. You will not accept proposals that ask the demand of marriage in the next 3 years. You are not ready. In that 3 years, you have in mind may become 4 years, 5 years. Somebody came to you one time, it was in part three in the university. I said, yes, interestingly, lady in the house here. And I said, I don't have problem with even about that. I don't have problem even praying about if it's God's will or not God's will. But I have a trouble in my heart. When will you be ready? You're in part three. You see, part three in your hand, part four, service year, at least 3 strong years that you know of, plus X you don't know of. I want to hold the hand of a lady like that one for the next 5 years, 4 years in the house here. We will not allow that to happen. Be a friend. Let Anne know you and let everybody know you as a friend. One thing that can happen is that she may be your wife. And she may not be. Yet your life will be peaceful. Do you understand? We have idol in our head. We have idol in our head. When we see that idol, we will not let it go. Prepare for your wife. You don't know who she will be. Let me tell you one thing. When I was growing up, the first church I pastored, I came across more of marriage conflicts in that church than I've ever seen anywhere. All the couples that came to that church came through marriage conflicts. Those who did not come through marriage conflict, who were before a center there in the headquarters church, we found out that they have marriage issues at hand. I was single, and I was instructing them on what they should do about it. Not because I've experienced it, but the Lord has taught me. My wife, I don't know who my wife is. I've prepared a place for my wife. Whosoever is my wife, I will love her. I will serve her. I will do everything. It does not matter how she look like and what she. I don't want to know who you look like. There's a person in my life called my wife. Whosoever takes that seat takes all the privilege of my wife. I will not do it for God to you because you are who you. Like I told my mama, this is. I said, the thing I do for you, I'm not doing because you have been paid. I'm doing because you are my wife. As long as you are my wife, some things I do you. I'll forgive you. I will tell you your mistakes. I will love you. I will help you. They are just things due for my wife. Not because he's tall. Not because he's fair. Do you understand what I'm saying now? One thing, it doesn't even add my idol shape. Now, I have an idol shape. But I love her the way she is. Just I'm saying. I went in the house together, please. I'm just saying to you, don't keep an idol. Don't go after a lady because you have an idol in your head. He must not go. She has the shape. She has the head. She has the hairstyle. She has the step. She has this and that one. It's an idol that must be laid on the altar. That's why you see husbands forcing their wife to trim them by all means. Until she asks, answer. But what is the issue there? It's not just the robust shape that is their trouble. They have an idol in their head. They want to force the lady to fix up the idol by all means. They want to kill her. If you want her to trim down for her health, it is okay. For our well-being, it's okay. But to fulfill the shape you have in your head. Men are like that. Tell me a man in the house who does not have an idol in the head. The best you can be that you have slain the idol somewhere there. But it was there. Hallelujah. When you look at that, you look at it again. When she passes away, you can't but just look back again. It does not matter how sweet you are in your mind. That thing pulls you back to look, to take a second look again. God is going to save you from this present world evil. Do you understand? Do we have to dissociate from their thinking pattern? They don't know that that pool they had is a lust in their heart. They don't know it. I went in the house together, please. Am I offending your mindset? If I do, we have a table to discuss together. No problem. I will create the space for you. But we owe you that duty to talk to you as a father. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a pastor, as elders in the house, we have that duty. So the two parties must be ready for marriage. When you come to me and say, Pastor, I have this thought in my heart. We're going to ask you, when do you think you have the mind to get married? You must be ready to answer that big question. When do you think you'll be ready for that? While we are proving that, we have a mind on something ahead of us. The time between your proposal and marriage is the time to prepare for marriage, not to try if it's going to work. How do I know the lady? If you are a good man in the spirit, if you are right with God in the spirit, if you have prepared yourself to be a husband, if you are a good friend, you will know him, you will know her. But the best place to know a person is not even by getting engaged with that person. It's allowing that person to be herself and himself anywhere and just be there to observe and be a friend. You will know who she is. She will know, I can't go far from this person. If marriage does not come between us, something else will come between us. I can see this spirit, this heart is my kind of heart. You will know it yourself. You don't need to pray and cry to heaven. You don't need to ascend a mountain to know what is right in God's sight. Because I'm saying, the will of God is peaceable in the heart. Your heart tells you, this is my heart. This is the bone of my bone. It's my flesh of my flesh. I can see that there's something about us together. If it's not marriage, something of God must happen between us. We just know that. Can we walk together freely in the house here? Can we walk together without in the sight of God and do His will? I'm waiting for the day when Victor, when Tayo, I'm telling you, when all of you will have to stand to say, these people have worked well. They have worked well. Listen to them. That's our job. To tell men you have done it well. And to have the result of your life showing clearly that you have done it well. All this stage will come to pass. Do you understand it? If you do it right, it will come to pass. If you do it your own way, it will come to pass. Every man will have a reward of his work. He that sweat to the spirit, shall the spirit reap life everlasting. If you sow to the flesh, you shall have the flesh reap what? Corruption. You will struggle to have it right. It will not be right. Redemption will have to stand for you many instances to answer for you. It won't be too easy. The part of the flesh is difficult. Don't make it happen. Hallelujah. So I say thereabout, not too far from that. Let me read the place to you in the scriptures. First Corinthians 7. Please just bear with me a little. I know it's very hot now. 7. Let me read to you the verse 35. And this I speak for you, for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that we may attend upon the Lord without distraction. The emphasis is to attend to the Lord without what? Distraction. So, marriage, the gain of marriage is being able to attend to the Lord without distraction. If your marriage is draining too much strength from you, something is wrong. It is true you have to work it out, but understand, the part of the spirit aligns it easier. If you make hands to make it together, you will pour more strength into that marriage. And you find out that it's distracting you from the Lord. When it is in right with God's will, it removes that stress. and make it easy for focus on the Lord. It has been said this morning, the essence of marriage is to advance the intention of God on the earth. Hallelujah. But if any man think that he behaved himself as a father, uncomely towards his virgin, the father who has a virgin daughter, and the virgin has passed the flower of her age, and needs so require for her to get married, let him do what he will. Let the man release her into marriage. He sinneth not. Let them marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power by his own will, and has no so decree in his heart, that he will keep his virgin, he will keep his daughter, to go beyond this present distress, does it well. So then, he that gives her in marriage doeth well, because there's need for that to happen, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Can you see there? They're talking about singleness and marriage, not courtship. Proposal is marriage. You're only waiting for legality, either by the law of the land. Are you hearing me? By the family consent. But in proposal, the family must have given their consent. You are not supposed to answer, accept the proposal until your family has consented. You have consented. The church has consented, and you have to talk with your families also. If there's trouble from your family's side, you hold on. Don't tell a man, I've agreed. Can you see that? But you say, but we can come together and fight the enemy. You can fight together as believers. Am I together, please? You can come as brother and sister, let's agree together for things that's going to stand against our future. We can stand together that way without still enacting the proposal. What it means that we will not take proposals as simple in the house anymore. Are you hearing me? Somebody is confused. You don't understand proposal? I'm saying that proposal signifies marriage. It means that you have not taken a wife, but you have already given your word. Just like what Israel did by the giving of the law and circumcision. Okay? By the law, by reason of Moses ascending on to the place to bring the law down, they were already in the covenant. But they also were joined to that law. That's the effective power of that agreement. Can you see that now? If they refuse joining, God will still punish them. Are we in the house, please? Because they have already said to the Lord, whatever you say, we shall do. That word is binding on them. But God just gave that blood, joining them as a power to effect that covenant. What you say you will do, now I give you power of validation. Can you see that? Until you are 100% sure, don't come for any proposal. Pray the more, be a friend, be a help. Are you in the house, please? You can even tell your friends what you feel in your mind. She can even know that something is going on. I feel also something. Yet, you do not enact it. You are all spirits. How can God be saying to me something and you will not have a, and you also a spirit also? and you don't have an idea. The more the day approaches, the more clear it becomes. Don't rush to enact it. Others could have done otherwise in the past and they escaped many things. We are only telling you what we have found out, the easy pathway to do the will of God. Are you hearing me, please? There are those who courted for 10 years and still got married. They go and check the book list and find out how many went through that path. And they came with a half leg, half hand, one eye. Check that book of Annals. You will see how dangerous that path is. Do you understand? Hallelujah. What if a brother comes to you, a sister in part 3, and says, I want to get married to you and I'm ready now. Can you see that? I want to get married now. And you find out it's God's will. And you find out that he is able to care for that home. There are many other things you're going to find out to see if it's right. Don't give your word. Discuss with your pastor. Discuss with your parents. Let them advise you. Are we together, please? Discuss with elders that can help you to know what is right. The timing, it could be God's will. The timing can be wrong. So, courtship shall be taken as a time to prepare for and initiate marriage processes. Note that. Courtship shall be taken as a time to prepare for and initiate marriage processes. It's not a time to find out. Can you see how awesome it becomes a sword on your neck? When you're coming to tell us, this is my interest. You know how much of interest and burdens and things you must have solved for your comfort? It is a time to set forth what? Talk to me. To make plans for marriage processes. Hallelujah. I'm holding you by the jugular. It's okay. If that is going to save you, it's okay. I will hold you by the jugular. But I can assure you that you're going to arrive safely. The will of God will come to stand in your life. Everything that is not certain, that look like the real, will dissolve. And only the reality will remain. I find out that God is a serious God. God is a business God. God does not play. Let us make man in our image. He didn't go on 1,000 year vacation. And let them have. Because see, and it became. And it became. Each time God says a thing, process to make it happen follows. He said he spoke it prophetically. But if he said, let us do it now, he's stepping to it already. So turn your passions to prayers. Turn your bodies to prayers. Pray for yourself. Pray for her. Pray for the future. There are many things to pray about. That if anything is faulty there, in the part of praying, you will discover it. God will show it to you. Somebody was talking to me one of these days about marriage plan. And I say, pray her into it. And what I mean is that you can pray the will of God to be. That power of prayer does much more strength than what man's mouth can do. I told you, I'm not a Western man. Western man believe more in the word of the mouth. Because they tap strength from their head. I say, Lord, I speak a little. I think it is right. Be swift to hear. Be slow to speak. Let men know you with few words. But when the prayer is put on you to respond, virtues flowing out, it does more that you are mature than being able to just pa 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 pa. They always find you everywhere there. They will name you. You will bear a name. Do you understand? So if there has been anything that was a mistake in the past, we trust the Lord, it will not repeat itself again. I say it will not. Now every step will be ordered right. And we'll see it being ordered. And I trust you won't run away from us. You won't say their own is too difficult. What is Obedogun? Yes. In the days when we were in center, it was like that for many of us. And some few people feel then, even that instruction then was not as strict, as more serious as this. Some felt, is this too much? And they went and cut corners. They met themselves and told themselves, don't mind them. I love you. Don't you love me? Can you see a soul? The soul will find his own way. There are many ways that seem right to a man. But you know the end of it all together. We know our thing, eh? Don't mind mama. Our own is too difficult. Maybe you know me. You love me. I love you too. And they began to enact their things. Go and check. Last time I was with mom, we were talking. Go and check the history of all of them. If today the marriage is still standing, they are in shambles, they are in trouble. Most of the marriages crumble, did not withstand the next 2 years. Because the heart that will tell you, don't mind them, that heart is not right with God. That heart will tell you, we have our way to do it. That heart does not love God. Can you see it? When you come in there, you will find that the same thing of heart will be transferred in dealing with you. She will show you pepper. Because you will never obey the Lord's voice, you will never obey the word of the Lord. You will tell the elders they are foolish, we know what to do. You know the end of that way. Be the foolish one, be obedient, love God, be simple, be straight. You find out that the end of that man is peace. Let me say this to us. We don't expect you to make your proposal for telling us. If you go ahead, we attend your marriage as our brother. We attend it. But our heart will not be pleased with you. I can assure the heart of the Lord will not be pleased with you. Okay? We expect that you will tell us. If you have any relationship before you come to this church, let us understand, let us hear that you are in that, and we'll talk together. Do you understand? We don't want marriage to become distraction to us. So no marriage agreement or proposal should be made between brother and a sister before informing the church of such. Even when the brother or sister is not from this assembly, let us know what is going on. Don't be insecure to feel she will run away. You are a man of the spirit. You should know what God is saying and give an answer immediately. Every life has its own culture. A man will leave his father and his mother and shall cleave together. You cannot take a step without telling your parents about it. Are you hearing me, please? Samson said to his parents, I saw a lady. Take her for me. And he was going to fight them if they are not going to take her for him. He wants her. Yet that man is still has enough common sense to know I will not take her to myself. take her for me. Your mother is a witch. I don't know about that. Are you hearing me? If I tell her, it will scatter. Then you don't have your standing right in God yet. If your earthly mother will not be reliable, you should have another spiritual mother that can hear from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't make it secret. Because indeed, it's not actually a secret. Before you say it, we are already smelling it. Hallelujah. By this, what we are saying, you understand that in few time to come, many of us will be married. This thing will not come if there's no signal. Are you hearing me now? But it will be gradual processes. So if it's from outside, from anywhere, let us know about it. Let's pray with you about it. Don't be too hasty. A thing that God will not keep for you, your end may not be able to keep it. You will find out later on that there's much more in life than marriage. You'll find out. There's much more in life than marriage. You'll find in truth that marriage is just one of the things about our life. They have told us in many teachings, marriage is all about your life. Build your home, enjoy your home. And those who strive for that never get what they want to get. You see what I'm saying? You will not get in the Bible many marriage formulas in the New Testament. It does not mean that the Bible does not want, or God's life does not want to have a good marriage. It's only because life has put in place everything that it needs to have a good marriage. All you're going to hear is, husband, love your wife. Can you see that? Wife, submit to your own husband. Simple instructions. Because they expect that the one you are talking to already has life in himself. You only need just a little instruction to help him to attain to the principles and the wisdom that he needs to have his successful marriage. He won't tell you 15 steps to a correct marriage. He won't tell you 10 steps to have a good business. How will you have a good business then? The power inside of you has the power to create wisdom for wealth. Lay demand on eternal life. You find answers to every life issues. Do you know what I'm saying now? He will teach you the way you ought to go. That way may never have been taken by anybody before. But we hold your hands and teach you the way you should go. Trust in God. Trust in the power of life inside of you. Trust in the unction. Trust in the understanding of eternal life. You will find out that it has answers to every life issues. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come on, say, I must not be afraid. Say it again. Let me hear you, please. I should only believe God. I should trust in God. I should hope in God. I should look unto God. I should obey God. I shall be well with you. Your end shall be well. So the procedure we're going to follow is this one. Simply, let me just lead for you. You can inform either the pastor or inform directly the marriage committee about your intention. If you inform me, I will inform the committee. Okay? Are you hearing me, please? Then we will create a space to discuss with you. So if all these things have been met and your heart tells you it is time, All you need to do is just inform us. And I will inform, we will either inform me or inform us. And I know this will be us with you. I will talk together. If a guy comes to you to tell you he has interest in you, ask him, have you told pastor, have you told the marriage committee? If he has not done that, he has violated instructions. Return him back to where he should be. Even when you know it is right, when it is not, he is the one. Do it with all sense of courtesy. But let him learn, let everybody learn right. Jesus said, so it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. It becomes us to fulfill what? We must learn to do all right. All right. This world, this children of the world today, does not want to do it right. They want to jump it. Can't we do it faster? Are you sure, pastor, there's no alternative way? If you have an alternative way, come and discuss it with us. We'll hear you. But when you come, you will know that it is instructed of God. It's right established in scriptures. We have defense of that in our lives. Let me round up by telling you, godliness has profits. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having a promise of the life which is and the life which is to come. When you embrace godliness, we have answers to life, this life, and to the life which is to come. There's only one life you can live that can secure you the two essence of life, the present and the coming one. If you choose otherwise, you will lose one of them. Are we right? The Lord will help us. The Lord will hold us. The Lord will strengthen us. The Lord himself will empower us. Our heart will totally embrace his will. The burning passion in our heart to do it right, the Lord will strengthen it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever is weak in the heart, the Lord will strengthen. Whosoever whose feet is weak and the knees are feeble will receive strength for such to stand today, take a stand in righteousness and walk with the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Concerning marriage, I declare and I pray for you today, this morning, that the heavens himself shall arrange and set you in that dimension in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you for favor, for mercy. I ask for you today that as many are of age and by virtue of all this that we have said together, they are at such points in their life when they have expectation that, Lord, it can happen now. I pray for them and I ask for them. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you, even this at this hour, will respond in answer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive your will, your perfect will for the man, for the woman, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Supernaturally, you will arrange things, oh God. You will hasten events. You will hasten the course of this life. You will hasten all things to work for our good. For we know that your word has said it, that if we love you and love your purpose, everything will work together for our good. I pray this hour in the name of Jesus Christ that for everyone in the house this morning, everything begin to work together for our good, for their good, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it finances that's the problem there? Is it whatever trouble in the family, in the house, or in individual's life that's made this impossible? Is it that the man has not appeared to make a proposal, his proposal, and yet it is clear that it is time for this woman, for this lady? I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you, Lord, our God, who holds the heavens and the earth, who holds all things within it, I pray and I ask you, in the same manner, O God, that man on that day came to awareness and he said, this is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. Let there be a quickening at this time in the heart of the man and the woman in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your will come to light, and for those who are younger, will receive strength, O God, to obey you, to fulfill all the demands of this instructions in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for at the end of all these processes, O God, our feet will not be unshaken from the love of the Lord, will be unmovable in the will of God. Because of the Lord, we will have found no advancement in our hands, undistracted in the mighty name name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father, for the end of our voyage and pilgrim on the earth here. We'll be able to say together with all the sages, oh God, that we have fought a good fight, we have kept the faith, we have laid hold on eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we'll be able to say clearly indeed that we have walked towards the realm where glory is certain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, mighty Father. We want to bless you this morning and give you all the glory and all the praise. We exalt your mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I will say amen together, please. Shout amen.
Amen.
Like I've said, if you have any question in your mind about any issue, write it down. Pass it across to us. If it is here today in the house, you can put it in the offering bucket. They will pass across to us. I will address them later. But the more I want you to go home for this now and think on these things, it is better you are quick to hear and be slow to speak. Hallelujah.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.